Experts have been weighing in all week on the authenticity of memos about President Bush's Vietnam-era service in the Texas Air National Guard. CBS News released the memos on 60 Minutes, but is now more closely investigating their origins. Document specialists are poring over syntax, spacing, format, and fonts. Font making, the production of complete sets of type in unique styles, doesn't usually get much press, figuratively at least. But it's an art as old as Gutenberg, and the printed page just wouldn't be the same, well, just wouldn't be, without fonts. Jonathan Heffler makes fonts. He's with the Type Foundry, Heffler and Frere Jones, and joins us now from our studios in New York. Mr. Heffler, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Heffler, are you the sort of person who, if there was questions about the authenticity of a document, someone might show it to you?
They might. I've had a few calls about these Killian memos, and it's difficult. I mean, document authenticity there is a typographic angle to it, obviously, but the forensic review of documents calls into question everything from understanding of paper to the evolution of office typewriters and things like that. I have a friend who's who actually is involved professionally in forensic document examination. He has said that increasingly, as he sees things like fake wills that are submitted to courts and so on, the main thing he sees these days is anachronistic typefaces. At the same time, there are now so many fonts available that it's probably easier than ever to forge a document if you wanted to. If you decided to find a font from a particular era, you probably can find it.
Well, I'll remember that. Now, your business, as I understand it, is responsible for some very well-read fonts. There's a typeface called Retina, I gather.
Yes.
The Wall Street Journal stock pages, right?
We were asked to do two things simultaneously. They needed a font that could be legible and recognizable by an aging readership, but also accommodate the greater range of stock listings appearing in the section. Some very simple challenges, like designing a letter O that looks like it's round, even when it's elliptical or squarish, can be achieved through changing the outside of the form and the inside of the form and playing with symmetries and balances and so on. And it's interesting. I mean, most newspapers have a variety of fonts to choose from. We were asked to do some work for the Toronto Star a few years ago, and they had a special cut of this typeface that we made, designed specifically for the hope that someday Bin Laden would be caught, and they could run a giant banner head that said, you know, U.S. captures Bin Laden in giant letters. So this one variety that's extra, extra compressed is being saved for this occasion.
Two quick trick questions.
Uh-oh.
If you were going to sit down, Mr. Heffler, with your elevated tastes and write a letter to the Internal Revenue Service saying you're wrong, what typeface would you choose?
I think I would try to find a typeface that is as unexceptional as possible. I would choose probably Courier. It's hard to say. I mean,
Courier is the one that looks like typewriter script.
Exactly. Not especially economical, so I could write a very short letter, and it would fill as many lines as necessary. It would look businesslike, and probably wouldn't call too much attention to itself, which I think might probably be good in an audit situation.
Hmm. Right. If you were going to sit down and write a letter to Penelope Cruz.
Oh, I would probably work on my handwriting for about 2 years. Calligraphy was perfect.
A letter to Penelope Cruz doesn't call for any typeface, I suppose.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Mr. Heffler, nice talking to you.
You as well. Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Heffler, a principal at Heffler and Frere Jones, creators of typefaces. And to you, Penelope, listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.